Welcome to Everdone!
Done!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dick!
Atta baby Tone!
Bubba Gumpino!
Atta baby me!
Bearded Wonder!
Good day!
Canadian sensation, good day to you!
I said good day!
Good day to you, sir!
Good day to you!
Good day to you! Mitt and Jay are in the back. Thanks, boss.
Thank you,
Mitt. Is anyone on the phones yet? Is anyone?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'm hearing somebody coming back here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Noise.
We don't need it yet.
That's good.
But when someone does come back there, you call the money line.
1-833-462-2333.
Call that number.
Powered by Celsius.
Powered by Celsius. I've been drinking the peach vibe. It's delicious.
That's fucking Celsius Tony.
Listen, you put a drink in front of me that says healthy energy, accelerates metabolism, and burns body fat.
Hell yeah.
And it tastes like that.
Hell yeah.
You fucking sign me up. Thank you, Celsius.
Limited edition. Peach vibes.
Peach vibes. Is that limited edition?
Yeah.
We're going to lose them?
I mean.
Can't have it.
I've already switched to the peach green tea ones.
How'd you do last night?
2-0-2. Two pushes. Giants pushed. Red Sox pushed. Both of them had a man on third with one out in the fifth.
So it's kind of like, are the Rangers and Giants going right now?
Yeah. Rangers are up 1-0.
We didn't take. Did you take that one?
No, I was tempted to just take the Giants, but I didn't.
I was also tempted to take the Giants because of the pitching matchup, but I also did not. Thankfully.
I mean.
Thankfully.
It's only the first. Huh?
True.
It's only the first.
True.
It's only the first.
Logan Webb was better than Jordan Lyles in my eyes.
I thought so as well, my friend.
So the Giants game actually, you know, probably worked out as perfect as possible for this show because you got the push and I got the win.
Yeah.
In the other scenario, I would have lost.
Yeah. It was a tough push as a Giants backer, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough.
And second, nobody out. You kind of think, well, at least cash one in here, you know?
Nope. Didn't happen.
Double play ball. Alex Wood comes up with two outs. And
we also, last night, I don't know if you guys saw, you guys listening to this, watching this. First inning draw on that game.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
No.
We were looking at some first inning draws today. I believe we're on one together.
Yeah.
We'll look at the MLB. We'll look at a little bit of NBA. LeBron's hot.
What a surprise.
He was supposed to come back today, but he doesn't care.
Oh, all you mean right. He was just building things up for attention and then just letting everybody
down? Well, he was afraid to lose to the Knicks, I think.
Huh. Yeah.
They're still going to end up winning.
Why are the Lakers still favored in that game?
AD went off on Sunday.
I get that, but like the Knicks aren't a fucking joke.
Yeah, but who do you think is going to guard AD? Julius Randle? Come on.
No, it's the king of New York, dude. Julius Randle, okay? That's a mismatch.
There we go, Tony.
That's good insight. That's good insight right there. Can we...
Coin hit last night.
Can we announce, like, Rockies and Padres play at 8 o'clock. Can we announce the fucking pitcher, Rockies? Like, there has to be at some point.
I think I got a pitcher here.
I got TBD on FanDuel.
Rockies and Padres. Where are they from? Colorado. Oh, the game's not even. What time's that game?
8.
Oh, there it is. Oh, it's sick. I got the same matchup as yesterday.
Hmm.
Lamet versus Cincinnati, but that might not be the case.
Yeah,
I was looking to fade fucking Donaldson yesterday, but not with Antonio.
He hasn't given up a run yet. Surprisingly, I don't know how.
Donaldson?
Yeah,
I know.
I was looking at it. I was like zero ERA. I thought it was a typo.
No hockey today. There's only two games, and Nick doesn't like them. The Bruins are sitting their entire squad.
There's no coin game tonight.
No coin game. Unless we take the coin to the diamond. No, we can't do it yet. Nick will have a fucking hissy fit. Listen, the coin and the diamond will have its day when the NHL playoffs are over. We're going to get to the NHL playoffs starting Saturday. We got a guest for that coming on next couple of days. Break down NHL playoffs for you.
Beautiful.
Preakness this weekend. We got a guest for that.
Hopefully a winner.
FanDuel's director of sports betting is coming on Thursday.
Go.
Oh, fucking. I'm pumped. Mitt's pumped about that. We'll do that. We got a guest coming on today. He's been on before. He gave out winners. What's up? Did you tell people you're welcome for the first inning draw yesterday?
No, I'm not going to do that.
We were looking at first inning draw today, but one of them jumped from minus 130 to minus 190 in about 5 minutes. So it appears that the gig may be up.
The value was lost early, my friend. I mean, I feel like I say this fucking every show. If you find a line early, jump on it, because the draw in that Mets-Orioles game was minus 130, and I went back half an hour later, and it was minus 190.
Is your name Karch from Michigan?
Yes, sir.
What up, dude? What's going
on? Shout out.
What's up, Karch?
I just want to throw out some mad respect to you boys for giving me heaters and winners, respectively, all the time.
Thank you, Karch.
Looking at this Mariners-Dodgers game, I mean, the Dodgers are just a fade all the time, and the Mariners are plus 200 across the board.
I'm not worried about Kikuchi.
Let's get to that game. Am I taking the Mariners? I am.
That is bold, my friend.
The Dodgers, while they don't stink, they have, in fact...
They have been struggling.
Stunk.
But it's just...
I believe they're on a 5-13 run.
Kikuchi against Bueller.
I get that.
If you want to take that, fill your boots. I will not touch that.
Dodgers bottom five versus left-handed pitching. Seattle on the other side, basically the same. They both teams stink at hitting right now.
Yeah, it's just I can't.
These two pitchers have the exact same expected ERA. Do I trust Bueller a little more than Kikuchi? I do.
You'd have to hope so.
But I'm taking Seattle plus the half.
All right.
200? You shouldn't be laying 200 as a Dodgers game right now. They're at 500. I mean, they've been favored in every game except for one this season.
Padres are minus 240.
Well, Jesus. Fucking. I just say in value. And a lot of people, there's no value if it loses. Well, they're not all going to fucking lose. It's a long season. You get plus money at plus a half.
Plus 136? God damn.
Has it? It may have even. Has it gone
it's,
to?
It's, if you want to take the Mariners straight up first five, it's plus 205 money line. Like, that's absurd. Especially for Mariners, they're a good team, man.
I was actually looking for it to be potentially plus 1.5 if that line keeps going up. It's 235 right now. Is it 1.5 for first five yet?
No. Plus a half, plus 136.
Plus 136?
Yeah, if it goes to 1.5, that's when I would...
I got a plus 126.
I will dunk my feet in those waters.
So that's a little preview of one MLB game tonight. I'm on Seattle, plus the half, first five. Gumby, you're staying away from that one.
No, thank you, my friend.
Another MLB game tonight. This guy doesn't have a name, but he wants to talk about O's and Mets. So whoever's on the phone that wants to talk O's and Mets, tell me your fucking name and then start talking.
Big Jake, Indiana. Hammer Don.
Big Jake, Hammer Don.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Hammer Don.
What up, dude?
Got the O's first five money line. And got first inning draw. Mariners Dodgers, minus 115 locked in.
Don't hate that one. I actually don't hate that one. All right, so the O's game, and they are facing the Mets. Mean John Means coming off basically a perfect game, no hitter, versus Marcus Stroman. This was any other day. Say Mean John Means gives up two hits and no runs in his last start. I'm fucking hammering Mean John Means in Baltimore because they're a dog, correct?
Yeah.
Plus a half dog?
Plus a half, minus 130. I have from, I was worried about this as well. This is from Will Middlebrooks sent me this morning.
Oh, Bill Middlebrooks. I forgot that you have an inside source.
He said, I am worried about Means off a no-hitter.
Yeah.
He said, a lot of guys' fastball spin and changeup spin are different, so you can see it as a hitter. Both of his are four-seam spin with similar tilt that won't ever slump. Hitters have to guess between the two.
Okay. I'm just saying he threw the most pitches he's ever pitched in his entire career. He went longer than he's ever went in his entire career by two innings. I love Mean John Means. I'm just going to sit out a game and watch.
You go ahead. I will die. Hey, Means plus a half every fucking game. Every game he pitches.
I agree.
All season long.
I agree with you. I'm just saying I'm going to fucking sit out. I'm going to take a break.
You look in the mirror and you take Kikuchi over our guy Means.
Where's the mirror at? Right here?
Whenever you're at home tonight and you think about what you've done.
Is this my mirror?
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, you're 1,000% right. Taking Kikuchi instead of Means tonight might not work out.
I mean, I don't trust Stroman either. That's part of it.
But what if Means has been on a bender since he threw the fucking... No.
He don't do that. I watched an interview with him last night. He's on a mission this year because he said he had a terrible year last year. I guess he said he was just trying to throw as hard as he could.
Oh, interesting.
And he just...
So he was throwing, not pitching.
Yeah, he's just throwing it right down the middle of the plate all year long. So he's changed up everything, and it seems to be working out. So I'll take the plus a half there with the O's.
Okay. Like I said, that's the side for me. Even though Stroman's... That was the game that went from like minus 130 draw first inning to minus 190. So we stayed away from that one. We'll take a look at a couple other baseball games here before we get to our guests. 6:10 p.m., Cubs at Cleveland. Adbert Alzolay versus Mr. Shane Bieber. Where are you going here?
I'm riding Bieber till the wheels fall off. He's been struggling a bit, but, I mean, Cubs going to Cleveland, I think there's a bit there, and then... Yeah, I'm going to lay the minus a half at minus 130 with Cleveland.
I am playing with fire again because I took Brady Singer last week versus Bieber because Bieber in his last four starts has given up 3-3, 2-3.
Yeah, he's given up. I mean, his last two, he's given up 16 hits in 12 innings, six earned. I mean, it hasn't been great. It just feels...
He's still striking motherfuckers out a lot.
Just feels like he's got to find it at some point.
I agree.
Yeah. I think this against the Cubs is probably a good time, too, with a team that doesn't see him as often as the other teams he's been facing.
True. I think the Cubs have kind of found their bats a little bit, though.
Yeah.
And I could get them at plus a half, plus 100.
Yeah.
And Alzolay, he's good enough.
Yeah, he has been good of late.
Especially against the Cleveland lineup. Yeah. So, listen, this... I'm going against fucking Bueller and Bieber right now and fucking send your prayers for me tonight in those two games. But I'm getting plus a half in each of them first five, so.
This is one I'd look at first inning draw as well.
Do you know what the number's at?
It was minus 120.
It's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
It's not bad at all, actually. Something to think about. Jay, will you please make that call, please? The next game of tonight for MLB, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. I'm going to stay away from this one. Brubaker's been pretty good. Hoffman hasn't been very good. But the Buccos are starting to potentially be the Buccos again.
What?
So I'm a little bit concerned, so I'm going to stay away from that one.
I'm going to take the Buccos.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, first five money line, minus 120. I mean, Brubaker's last five, 28 and a third, 9 earned, 31 Ks. Hoffman's last two, 6 and a third, 7 earned. So... At minus 120, I'm just going to take the better pitcher here.
I hear you.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about taking plus a half with Hoffman, too. I mean, I don't think there's a bad bet to be made there.
Listen, I hear you. I hear a lot of stuff you're saying today. Maybe it's the fucking Celsius running through my veins. It's going to be a wild night on the diamond. Let's switch a little bit now. On the phone, we have, on the FaceTime... The Celsius money line. We have friend of the show. Been on before. I believe it was 3 or 4-0 when he was on the show.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you put out those results, you come back on the show. Betting analyst at Nesson. That's in New England. Fox Sports, host of the Chicken Dinner Pod. At SP Shoot on Twitter. Sammy P. Welcome to Hammer Dodd.
Hi, baby Sam.
Honor to be back, gentlemen. It's only fitting you bring me on after you talk about JT Brubaker. I'm falling in love with this guy.
Are you? Are you taking them tonight?
I played them -115 and -120 both.
Ooh.
There's a reason the Pirates are favored number one, and the market is moving toward the Pirates number two. Nobody in the world, by the way, Diggs, will come on your show and tell you to play the Pirates more than I will.
I agree, and I love it. I'll take the Buccos to the bank every single time. For some reason, I just stayed away because I don't know. Sometimes as a Pirates fan, you just kind of know when to stay away. But there's a good chance they'll be okay tonight. Did you hear us talk about Seattle and Dodgers at all, or the Cubs and Cleveland? I know you were in that city as far as Chicago. So you got anything on any opinions on those?
That total could be 2-0 in Cleveland. That's the first thing I thought when I saw the board. Cleveland is going to strike out probably 10 or 11 or maybe even 12 Cubbies tonight. The first thing I did with this game, I looked at the K total for Shane Bieber. And I thought, well, if I could get an 8.5, maybe over -30, I'd be in. It opened 9.5. So it's you have no margin for error. Like, Bieber could strike out 8 or 9 guys. That's still a pretty friggin' good baseball game, but you need 10 to win the bet. There will not be a lot of offense tonight. I didn't play it personally, but if you made me lean one way or the other, I'd go under the total. And it's a low total to begin with.
Yeah, I think Bieber's like 13 or 14 Ks away from the most Ks in some sort of situation. I saw the first part of the tweet, and then I stopped reading. So I do that a lot. So something to look at with Bieber tonight. Is there anything else on the MLB board tonight that you're taking a look at?
Yeah, I went against Shohei Ohtani. I laid 140 and 145 with Houston Astros. McCullers has been pretty good, but if you look at his peripherals, like, wow, his ERA is not that great. Well, he gave up 6 earned runs in one start. And if it's early to mid-May, your ERAs might look a little bloated. So I did play on the Astros. That market, I'm looking at the board right now, I see a couple 160s. Look, if it's moved 20 cents, I don't love it for you anymore. You know, it's always about the right team and the right price. The other interesting line tonight, I think you guys have touched on it or will touch on it. John Means is a juicy underdog, but that's a scary line when you look at a guy like that whose whip is 0.67, his ERA is extremely low, and the market is moving against Baltimore. You know, Stroman and the Mets open 140. You're seeing 150 now. There will be a lot of public bettors that'll jump in and go, wow, John Means as a dog. And John Means could have a bad game. It doesn't mean he's a bad pitcher. It's probably a bad spot, though, for Means.
Sorry, I was talking to Mitt because he doesn't have your name bar up. And that's because, and this is no surprise, Mitt spelled your Twitter handle wrong. Mitt, just put it up. I think it'd be perfect. I think it'll be all right, dude.
Didn't he spell analyst wrong last time I was on the show? No. I think he spelled analyst wrong.
Hold on. What did he put for your
SP Hoot?
I missed it. I am so sorry. I missed that. Spelling's not my strong suit. I'm really sorry.
For those of you watching, it's at SP Shoot.
SP, you might want to think about changing it to SP Hoot.
Well, Sam is a hoot. He's a fucking hoot, but that's not where you can find him. We apologize for that, Sam. All right, so we went over the baseball card a little bit. When we were talking earlier, and by the way, FanDuel did just put out their season totals for the NFL, and today they put out their yes-nos for playoffs, so we'll have to take a look at those tomorrow. You said that you had some potential bets. They're not on FanDuel yet. They will be at some point. That you like so far for the NFL. What are some of those?
Well, while I start talking, please feed me a number on the Chargers to make the playoffs if you can find it.
Because
I didn't see one this morning. The Los Angeles Chargers did everything right in the NFL draft. And there were really a couple weaknesses. They needed a burner guy down the field. They made that selection in the draft. And Rashawn Slater fell to them at 13. And he's
great.
A left tackle for the next decade in the NFL. So you look at a team that has a ton of talent. They're loaded at the skill maker play position, rather. And Justin Herbert just lit the league on fire last year. So I saw a couple totals for the LA Chargers at 9 flat, -110. I like that right now. In fact, I love that right now. That's probably my favorite win total in the NFL. All this talk about Aaron Rodgers maybe going to Denver, until it happens, I'm not nervous. To play it forward, though, Diggsy, I took a pop on Justin Herbert at 30-1 to win the MVP. Now, you can't find 30 anymore. Your boy did some damage. We got some 20s now in the field. But if he plays Mahomes twice and potentially Rodgers twice, yes, it's a tough battle. Could be tough sledding. But it's also more opportunity for him to torch them
on
national television and put up some good numbers. So I like the Chargers, and I like to wheel that with Herbert in the exotics. You can find 20, 25 to 1 on Justin Herbert. Quack! To win the MVP. I don't hate that one bit.
By the way, the Chargers to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 126. No, minus 154. Dude, you don't
Let's
have,
go. You don't Wheel have, that shit, man. Wheel it. Anything plus is good for me. Plus 126? That's a pretty good price.
You don't worry about a rookie head coach?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. Fine with me then. Did you say you had some rookie props that you took?
Yeah, did you see the number on Trevor Lawrence passing yards?
It's a lot, isn't it? Isn't it like four?
It's 4,200.
Yeah, that's an under for me.
And they get the extra game, so you understand that. But in 16 games, Peyton Manning wasn't close. Rodgers wasn't close. Favre wasn't close. It's hard to imagine that team having sustainable offense to stay on the field. It's not a knock on Trevor Lawrence. You pay a tax on Lawrence, we know that, and you pay the tax with the Jags on the win total. Some books have 6.5. They won a game last year, so yeah. It's crazy the tax we pay on a rookie quarterback. But I look at his supporting cast and his offensive line. I mean, who's he throwing to? DJ Chark? I like Chark, but Chark's not a number one on a good team. So I think Urban's going to run the ball a lot more, too, try and keep that defense well-rested on the sidelines. 4,200 is a lot of yards for a rookie quarterback.
It's only two guys in the history of the NFL. Well, there is another game this year, so we have to say that. But Andrew Luck and Justin Herbert have gone over 4,200 yards in their rookie season, and those guys both had 4,300. And then the closest to that, Cam was at 4,000 and Jameis was at 4,000. So I mean, you got to have a pretty fucking good rookie year. Maybe people think that they're going to be coming from behind and throwing a lot, but I agree with you on that. I think I saw Zach Wilson's was pretty high too. I think it was close to 4,000 as well. And you never know what's going to go on with them. Is that all for your rookies?
There are two more, actually. This is my favorite rookie prop. I saw this at one of the other books. It was Jalen Waddle's receiving yardage prop, which ironically enough is about 300 yards lower than Jamar Chase's prop.
Huh.
Chase's prop was like 1050, you know, 1,050 yards. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Waddle, 730 and the hook. He's going to play 17 games. He can line up anywhere on the field. And if I'm in Miami, get this guy the ball and get the fuck out of the way. I mean, he's going to literally make a man miss and go for 30 yards, maybe, you know, once every other week. So you do the math. If you play 17 games, he needs 731 yards. I like my chances there. And he's the fastest guy on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So if he gets over the linebacker and past the safety, man, it's bombs away. And he could have a 40-yard pop every once in a while. And those are going to add up quickly. I think they're going to get him the ball at the line of scrimmage. They might run some screen passes. They'll get creative with Jalen Waddle. They were very happy he fell into their laps of Miami. And they're going to utilize him every way they can. I like his over. And then Kyle Pitts, man. Jump ball city in Atlanta, 7.5 touchdowns this year.
Oh,
he should get at least 15 targets in the red zone. At least.
Yeah, at least.
Won a game, if not more. 7.5, you get even money, plus 100 on over 7.5. Can't double Julio, can't double Ridley. You're going to get some opportunities for Kyle Pitts.
I like that. How do you feel about Waddle, Gumby?
Hey, sounds good to me, dude. Give him the fucking ball. It's fine by me.
Hey, I know last time you had some NHL winners. There's no real slate tonight for the NHL. I know. Did you have a futures on the Bruins, correct?
Yeah, we've got the Bruins. We talked about this on your show, 16-1 a couple weeks ago. Funny story, though, this morning. I don't know if you saw the line between Boston and Washington.
Yeah, it jumped.
All of a sudden, Cassidy, the head coach of the Bruins, is like, yeah, the whole team's not playing. So if it's not like a pitching change, though. You know, if DeGrom gets scratched, you get your money back. If the whole team isn't playing, though, you're sort of cooked. I had some buddies that bet the Bruins at minus 110. They looked up at lunch and go, wait a minute, the Capitals are minus 160. What did I miss? I go, well, the whole team for Boston is pretty much not playing.
Correct.
But no, there's nothing. I mean, there's a game or two left for every team in the league. I will, if you want to play it forward with the Bs. You know, I talked to a bookmaker, Dwayne Colucci, out of the Rampart in Vegas, and I was like, hey, man, what's our potential series price look like for the Bees and the Caps. And he goes, man, it's close to a pick'em. You have to give the edge to the Caps because they have the extra game at home in the best of seven. Yep. But he said, I'm thinking Washington minus 125, minus 130. That's not a high price for a first-round favorite. For context, Carolina is going to be minus 300 or more in their series. So the Bees, a very, very small dog. They should bark and they should bite against the Caps.
Before we let you out of here, a game we did not talk about, since you're with Nesson and you talk about him all the time. Do you like Eovaldi tonight versus Bassett? I don't, because Eovaldi's been very hit or miss recently. Do you have any opinion on that game?
Yeah, this one's a fade. I lean to the A's, but I missed that move too. You know, this one opened Boston minus 40, and now we're minus 20.
Yep.
So you've missed your best price. Interesting move too on the under. You know, Eovaldi gave up six earned runs in his last game, so you would think the public better would go, I kind of like the over, but the market has gone from 9 to 8.5 juice on the over here. It's a pass. I'm actually going to the game. I'll have a couple pops there. Maybe I'll do an in-game. Maybe, why don't you just send me your best in-game play tonight, and I'll just fire it from Fenway.
Yeah, I'll fucking do that. I got no problem with that. Can't thank you enough for joining us. Good luck on everything tonight and moving forward. We'll talk to you again soon at SP Shoot.
Hey.
On Twitter. Make sure you go check them out. Chicken Dinner Podcast on Nesson on Fox Sports. Sam, thank you so much for coming on.
Hammer down.
Thanks, baby Sam.
Always good information from Sam.
He's good.
Good guy.
He is good.
Mitt, what the fuck are we doing, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. That one was, I don't know.
It's SP Hoot.
Unbelievable, Sam. Unbelievable that they did that to him. All right. Do you have anything on the Boston and Oakland game that we were just talking about?
No, I'm not touching that one. I understand why you take Oakland plus a half for sure, but I feel it.
I don't, yeah. Which I am going to do.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm taking A's plus a half, minus 132. I got that earlier.
Yeah.
Eovaldi has given up 6-1-5-4
yep.
in his last four, has a 5.46 home ERA. Bassett has given up two earned runs in five straight games.
The only reason I didn't take the A's, well, obviously being a Sox yeah. fan, but the Red Sox score for Eovaldi.
Oh, I know.
Like, he gives up a boatload. But
well, yeah, he won the last game.
Yeah, they score six. A boatload. So that's why it's a stay away for me. But yeah, A's plus a half is great value on that game.
Jay from Pittsburgh actually called in about this game. What do you got, Jay? Is this you, Jay?
Hammer Dan.
Hammer Dan.
Dan.
Dan Guy, love the show. Long time listener, first time caller down here in Pittsburgh.
That's an old time reference that you wouldn't get, but I do. Go ahead, Jay. What do you got?
Man, I'm looking for some runs here. I'm looking for JD Martinez. He hasn't hit a homer in a few games. I'm looking for a big time dinger and a money line cover here for the Sox, and maybe sprinkle a little bit on two hits for JD and on Xander Bogaerts.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
Big JD
Jay's
guy.
Jay's a good guy. Stan guy, love the show. It's a Pittsburgh sports show.
Love JD.
I think there's a dinger prop tonight. You taking any dingers or?
I don't know.
I looked at it, man. There's just so much to look at with the dinger props. When there's 16 games to go through or whatever and the dingies, I kind of stayed away from us.
Yeah, I don't see any. Stroman to record five strikeouts and Mets win. No thanks.
Is that a boost?
Yeah, both yeah. Angels and Dodgers to win +300. No, thanks.
No.
Nah.
You got anything for Yankees and Tampa?
No, that is a stay away as it gets.
I looked at taking the Yankees a little bit.
I almost want to take the Rays because I feel like somebody is going to come in after Patino pitches yes, an inning.
They will. They will.
Montgomery, his last two 11 innings, five earned. I mean. Yeah, it's just, I hate dealing with the opener, Tony. It's just, yeah.
It's tough to do. Philly and Washington. I have a pick here. I'm back in Fetty Wap. Again. I'm giving him one more chance.
God damn.
I'm giving him one more chance. I need him to rebound. Nats are minus 134 first five money line. They're the better hitting team. And I need Fetty as a fucking bounce back. Sign me up, Gumpy.
Good for you, man.
Baltimore, New York, we talked about with Mean John Means and Marcus Stroman. KC and Detroit, I think we're both on this one.
Yeah.
Are we on different sides?
I believe so,
my Which friend. Side did you go with?
I'm taking plus a half with fucking Matty Boyd on the bump.
Matthew Boyd's been really good.
Yeah. He's fresh, too. I don't know if he got hurt or what happened.
Yeah, the first.
He was supposed to pitch this weekend. I saw him slated.
They got bumped back because of a rainout, I believe.
Okay.
So Boyd has been really good. He's dealing with a knee issue.
Yeah, last time I took him, he was out after an inning. So
yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The main thing here is the Royals
have also lost 8 straight.
Correct. They have fucking stunk.
Yeah, and the Tigers stink as well, but plus a half, minus 125 with what I think is the better pitcher. I'm going to take that at home.
Brady Singer won for me last week against
Bieber. He's been pitching Bieber. Well.
And I think if there's a team that the Royals can snap out of it against, it's the Tigers. It's not Boyd.
No.
Per se.
Tigers stink.
So I took Kansas City first five, minus 124. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe. Who the fuck knows? Oakland and Boston, we just talked about. Toronto and Atlanta. Atlanta didn't name a pitcher till late, so I don't have anything on that, do you?
They just announced it was Wilson.
Bryce Wilson, yes.
So I'm going to take Robbie Ray and the Blue Jays first five money line. Yeah, I like Robbie Ray. I like this Blue Jays team right now, and I think they'll probably mash.
So the line, 116 for the game. What did you get at first five?
Minus 120. I was hoping to get plus a half, but that was not an option, my friend.
No. St. Louis and Milwaukee is an interesting one. Kwangyun Kim versus Freddie Peralta. I thought, did I take this one?
I wanted to take the Brewers, but there was too much. I mean, minus 150 for a guy who his last time out gave up 5 in the first inning.
Exactly.
I can't do it. I love Freddie Peralta. I think he's very good, but he hasn't been great of late, and that's just too much juice to lay on a pitcher that I don't trust at the moment.
Exactly. I had the same exact fucking feeling. Angels at Houston. Otani and McCullers, we talked about with Sam. Yeah. McCullers was the way that I was going to go, but it was juiced too much for me.
Yeah, same. That's just...
So that's a stay away. Twins at White Sox. I'm on this one. Kenta Maeda versus Dylan Cease.
Yep.
Maeda did have a good performance.
5 1/3, 2 hits, 0 earned.
Yes. I'd like to see him put together 2 before I start staying away from going against him. I get the better hitting team. And Dylan Cease has 2.37 ERA, 3 expected.
Last 3, 20 innings pitched, 7 hits, 0 earned, 29 Ks.
Pretty fucking good.
And you're going to give the Sox to me at plus a half, minus 155 first five.
Yeah, I jumped on him just the money line at minus 108.
I mean, anyway, you want to bet that money line or take plus a half. I love the Sox here if Cease can keep dealing.
Miami at Arizona, Pablo Lopez and Madison Bumgarner. I jumped on this one in 3 ways.
3?
First inning draw.
Yeah.
Under 4.5.
Ooh.
And Arizona first 5.
Fair play.
Bumgarner and Lopez have both been awesome. Bumgarner has given up 1-1, 0-1 in his last 4. Lopez has given up 0-0-1-0 in his last 4. I'm praying for 0-0 first 5 or 1-0 Arizona first 5. Arizona's been hitting slightly better. Just a little bit better. That's why I took Arizona.
Yeah, Marlins are sliding a bit. They've lost a few in a row, and I mean, Bumgarner, if he keeps dealing the way, Bumgarner's a guy usually when he gets hot, he usually stays hot for quite a while. So I think he's found it here. So yeah, at minus 120 on the money line, I think it's actually even gone minus 115. I mean, I love Bumgarner here, although Lopez is very good as well.
Yeah, that's why I took the under. I took the draw. Low scoring first 5, hopefully, for that one. And then the last game of the night that we already talked about was Seattle and L.A.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. Is that cool?
Go ahead.
Is that cool with you?
Go ahead.
Get out of my fucking way, viewer. Mike from Maryland, what's going on? Mike.
Yep.
There you are. What's
fucking
up?
Hammered down.
Hammered down.
What's up, boys? Shout out.
What's going on?
I'm trying to talk player performances. I feel like they don't get enough love, man.
Talk about them. I mean, we love them. Connor.
Yeah, Connor's a god. Connor put me on. Michael Porter Jr. has been a fucking wagon.
He has.
15 points in a win, 20 points in a win. Julius Randle, 25 in a win, double-double, yep. Whichever way you want to go.
Okay.
I feel like they're the best plus money bets on the app, man.
Mike, I love that you're looking for plus money. And I love the way you're going. Thank you so much. We did talk to Connor today, by the way. I said, hey, man, where's them fucking player performance doubles? He said he'll be back for the playoffs.
Ooh, like that.
He's been taking a break.
Time out.
Let the mind relax itself. He's been taking a little break. We will be back with the player performance doubles, though, for the playoffs. Mitt, I'm going to answer this call from Walt. We got three NBA calls here.
Let's go, Walt.
We'll hear them, and we'll hear what you like tonight as well, Mitt, at the same time. Walt, what do you like?
Yo, what up? Hammer Dad.
Hammer Don.
What's up, Walt?
Man, since the Good, Better, Best days and whatever the fuck the podcast was called before that, fucking love you guys.
Fucking gobble cool, dude.
Tonight we got a money line parlay in the NBA at plus money. Give me Philly on the money line and Phoenix on the money line. Neither of those teams are losing tonight. Probably could take them both on the spread as well, but I like going money line safely. I got that at plus 121 earlier today.
Thank you, Walt.
Oh, I like the Walt. Phoenix. I like the Phoenix spread, and I like the Phoenix over.
Ooh.
Warriors are really good, though. It wasn't my favorite pick, but I am going to ride with both of those.
Phoenix at Golden State. I like Phoenix because they just got their asses beat by the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me thinks, like, hey.
Bounce back, baby.
Let's have a little bit of bounce back. Part of me also worries about what I asked Shams yesterday. Are the Suns, you know, what spot do they want? Do they want the 2 seed? Are they trying to avoid the Lakers? Something going on with that? Something around there, maybe. I don't know. And then who else did he have in the money line? Philly. Philly's got a 3-game lead, I think, for first place. They'll still be all right, though, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to lose. There's no way.
To the Pacers?
No, the Pacers are one of the worst teams that you can watch in basketball.
Who's playing for Sixers tonight? Everybody's out?
Everybody's been playing lately, actually.
I think Embiid's out.
Big thing with NBA, check your lineups.
Yeah.
Check your lineups before you make your bet. Let's see here. Let's go with Maxwell in Phoenix. What do you got, dude?
Mad Max.
What's going on? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hammer down, Max. What's up?
What's up, Max?
Hey, real quick.
Okay.
Much love to you guys. I've made so much money off of your pick. Gump, the footy pick, Tone, every under on the planet.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing. You're changing lives.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
All right, so let's get into it. I'm following my boy Mike from Maryland. We're giving more love to Connor with these NBA props.
Thank you, Connor.
So,
thank you,
Connor. we're going based off of. Let me just get into it like this: the 3-point shooting percentage right now. Everybody in the league loves to shoot threes. We've been parlaying some of these big guys to hit 2 threes or more each game.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those.
We're getting them on these Tommy hops. Go ahead.
I've seen a lot of those hit recently. Continue, sorry.
Checks out.
It's amazing. So a lot of these Tommy Hopscotch sports books, you can get it like 7 guys for like plus 2,000. It's probably like plus 9 million on FanDuel, but
that'd be nice.
Yeah, so I mean, you guys already shouted out Phoenix tonight. Mikal Bridges,
yep.
2 threes.
Yep.
That's a hammer. That's an absolute hammer. And if you're going to take that, you might as well take his points too. So just doing that. Chris Middleton, another one. You lock some of these guys at a minus 200, get like 7 of them together, you'll treat yourself.
Thank you, Max.
Well, to go off of that, Tony, my favorite odds boost. We have 2 of them tonight on FanDuel.
3x2, baby!
Oh, yeah, the 3x2. This get one's minus off. 110. Miami-Boston, that one's easily hitting. We got one
people
plus 115.
The 3x2.
Lakers versus the Knicks. The Lakers are easily hitting probably 5 threes in the first 2 minutes. Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
It's awesome. I love that bet. It's so fun to watch, too. You only have to watch the first couple minutes of each game.
It's true. By the way, you can't use a boost in your
parlay
rollover.
Oh, yeah. No boost, no alternate lines.
Well, you can.
No. No.
It's frowned upon, but you
It's
we're
a no.
Still doing that?
The alternate line is out. I'm sorry. If you can't find 10 games with all the bets that are available without doing alternate lines, just don't do one.
I can write down alternate lines and just put minus 130 at the end of them, too. And like, we're not going to be able to check that when you
back.
Put it in.
Two people, one person on Saturday got paid $2,000, and one person on Sunday got paid $2,250 because we didn't see the Saturday one. So shout out to you guys.
And we always do get back to you. I know, yeah. We might not reply to a DM within
people always fucking win
within,
on the weekend.
Within 7 minutes, but we do get back to you as soon as possible.
Tito from Texas, what do you got?
Oh, that's a sweet name.
That is sweet. It's a lot better than Zito.
Hey guys, I got the super boost, the FanDuel super boost, Randle and Kyrie to hit 25 plus points today. That's gotta hit.
That's today. Not hitting.
And then I got Memphis Grizzlies money line today too.
Thank you, Tito.
Hi, baby,
Julius
Tito.
Randle's not getting 25 points. Sorry,
Mitt.
Anthony Davis.
Mitt. You got to put your fucking Lakers goggles down for a second. You're acting like they're the greatest team.
Anthony Davis and Andre Drummond are both playing for that team.
You act like all Julius Randle does is go down to the fucking paint and bang bodies now. Guy's shooting 40% from three. They ain't going to hang out with him around the three-point line?
Anthony Davis will. Yeah, he will.
100%. Mitt, what are you going to do if the Lakers get bounced early in the playoffs?
I will probably start crying just like I did when LeBron got hurt.
Can't wait to laugh in your fucking face, dude. Graham from Dallas. You got a golf pick this week?
Yeah, boys. Got a lock for you.
Okay.
Let's go, Graham.
Will Zalatoris plus 2,600 to win the AT&T Byron Nelson. The course is long. The kid plays long.
He does.
There are three players in the top three strokes gained that are playing this week. DeChambeau, Rom, Zalatoris. Dustin Johnson, withdrawal this week. He's out. Will Z, he's a lock. It's a home game.
It is. Thank you, Graham. It is a home game. He's from Texas. They're playing in Texas. Zalatoris did not make the cut, I believe, last weekend. Ooh. So people are sleeping on him a little bit. So his odds are a little better. This is a little better value for Will this weekend. Don't hate that pick.
Let's go, Will Z.
You told me today.
What do you got?
You have 6 footy picks.
For tomorrow, yeah, I do, actually.
6 footy picks for tomorrow?
I'm trying to dive in, man.
Hold on.
We're running out of season here.
Pause for a second. Let everyone get 10 seconds to either get their notes section out or pen and pencil. So
I'll run through them, and then I'll say them all at the end. Does that work?
You're a fucking saint, dude. What do you got?
Okay, we got 3 in the Serie A. And three in the Liga. Serie A.
So we're going to Italy first?
Yeah, we'll start with Serie A.
Okay.
Fiorentina, draw no bet against Cagliari. Both teams are playing well. I just like the value on plus money Fiorentina here.
Uh-huh.
Bologna, draw no bet against Genoa. Good value on draw no bet on Bologna, which is the better team,
These are all great cities to visit, by the way. It's a beautiful country.
And then AC Milan, fresh off a 3-0 dub over Juventus. Their money line minus 115 against Torino, who have 1-4. I love AC Milan here. Ibra and the boys are buzzing.
Remember the good old days when fucking Inter and AC were two of the top squads in the world?
Yeah, English took over, my friend.
They did.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because they have all the best coaches in England now.
It's a damn shame.
That is the truth.
I used to love fucking going to Milan and watching a good game. Fashion capital of the world.
Still beautiful.
Thank you. What else? What do you got in fucking Spain?
So Spain, Atletico Madrid. They need to win to keep one hand on the title.
Okay.
They got to win this game. They had a huge draw with Barca on the weekend that they actually should have won. They played well. They're great at getting draws in those big games. Real Sociedad, good team, but I'm taking the Atletico money line here.
Speaking of championships, congrats to City for... You forgot to mention that today.
Yeah, no longer...
I heard so.
League champions. Hey,
it's all right, there's always next year.
Tough year for the
Congrats pool. To City for taking it home. Go ahead, continue, sorry.
Atletico Bilbao, draw no bet.
You love Bilbao.
They have 1-10.
That's why you love them.
So I love them. And then Celta Vigo, draw no bet against Getafe. They've won 3 straight. Getafe has 1-10. So that's 6 tomorrow. Serie A, Fiorentina, draw no bet. Bologna, draw no bet. AC Milan, money line. La Liga, Atletico Madrid, money line. Bilbao, draw no bet. And Celta Vigo, draw no bet.
Thank you, Gump.
Couple games for Thursday. Saturday slate isn't great.
We'll talk about Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find something. Sunday slate looks good.
We went through the booths. We went through all the sports, I believe. Is there anything that I'm missing?
I don't think so, dude.
Let's roll through our baseball real quick again. I got the Cubs plus 100, plus a half versus Bieber Holy. I got the Nats and Fetty Wap. Yeah. I got the Royals. And they've lost eight in a row. Okay. Got the A's plus a half versus Evaldi. Okay with that one. I got the White Sox versus the Twins first five. These are all first five.
Yeah.
These are all first five. Yeah, A's is plus a half. Diamondbacks. First five. Diamondbacks. First inning draw with the Marlins. And under 4.5 in that one. And then Seattle plus a half versus Walker Buehler. Good luck to me.
Good luck.
You.
Kikuchi. Cleveland. These are all first five as well. Cleveland minus a half. Buccos, money line. Orioles plus a half.
Bucks.
Tigers plus a half. White Sox plus a half. Blue Jays money line. D-backs money line. And first inning draw, D-backs Marlins.
Big thanks today to SP Hoots.
At a hoot.
Shout out.
Shout out SP Hoots.
At a hoot.
We'll get it, man. We'll get it right, dude.
Thank you.
Who? Sorry to him.
It's all right. You just started spelling recently.
Southampton up on Crystal Palace right now. Good? I mean, I had about 100 people tweet me that Crystal Palace was going to win this
game. And you took Southampton.
I didn't touch it, but I like Southampton more than
Do
I
Do you
like
think they'll Palace. Tweet you and say sorry? Hey, I was wrong.
Actually, I was. I forget who it was. It wasn't Roy Hodgson's fault that Liverpool was a bad team.
Okay.
It wasn't Roy Hodgson's fault that he didn't get England out of the group stage or win a game at the World Cup.
Okay.
It's never been Roy Hodgson's fault.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're good.
Good job, Roy.
Tomorrow we will be back. All the fucking picks.
Roy Hodgson stinks. He's always stunk.
Hey,
right, welcome, welcome to Hammer Don. What do you mean?
There's a lot going on. People are saying out there. Is this thing on, Mitt, Jay?
Yeah, it's on.
Shout out, Jay. People are saying that there's no way you guys are as hot as you lead to be.
Who's that?
Just people have been saying it. I'm not saying who exactly.
In this said office?
No, it might have been said in this office. It might have been said on the internet and the office read that.
Well, they'd be wrong.
Are you guys lying about your bets?
I mean, we both of us put our bets.
I said I took it on the shins all weekend. I mean, why would I lie now?
Yeah, you're right.
I had to actually switch the way that I was gambling because I was taking it on the shins. I can only bet NBA overs now. I can't bet the actual teams.
Oh, so you stunk at that and people were calling you out for it, so you had to stop betting
on
it?
I had a bad, I think, like 3 days, and the internet was not a fan of me, no.
They are rude to people when they lose.
Yeah.
Are you guys lying about picks in here?
My record's out there on fucking...
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Say it here in this microphone every day.
Well, I said, how would they cheat? And then somebody else was like, well, there are people out there... And they didn't say you guys did this. But I was educated on this. I guess there's pick jackers out there? People are jacking picks from people?
Oh, I got fucking... I got accused of this by someone in the office last week.
You got accused of this?
Yeah.
See, out there, I was being told about this. Like, you do not want to be accused of this. I did not know that happened to you. Just because
that person stinks at gambling?
They're coming after you.
Yeah.
Who's?
I didn't know that happened in the office. I was literally told. I didn't even know this was happening.
I believe it's the quote-unquote, like, horse expert in the office.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening. Is that happening?
That's what.
Anyways, you guys aren't doing that, right? Because
no. You watch me.
I do watch you. You put in the research. You put in the time. And you guys are winning it and not losing out there.
It was Brian. Brian ratted you guys out.
Listen, he got hired as a gambling expert or whatever and then lost the guy who hired him a bunch of fucking money.
Oh, you mean the guy who's blacked out on the golf course all fucking weekend knows everything?
Yeah. What's going on? I didn't know any of this stuff. What did you say? That's how he got hired. I did not know that. And for you, is that what he's doing? I did not know that's the case. And
Brian,
I didn't
know also.
By the way, I like to stay out of some of these conversations. I did not know you were accused of being a pick jacker.
Yeah, I believe he asked at Ty's bachelor party. So, like, are you getting these picks from somewhere? Or are you actually?
Oh wow! What the fuck are you talking about? You took that personally.
Oh yeah.
As you should have, by the way. I just learned what that is. I think
I haven't talked to him since.
The plot thickens.
This is incredible, to be honest.
I mean, the guy
they didn't say that now.
I came in here Monday morning and said I took it on the shins all weekend.
Well, I just want to tell you, they didn't say that now about you guys. I was just learning about this stuff.
Brown lost me $1,000 in the Kentucky Derby. I don't know what he's talking about.
Why are you betting $1,000, Mitt? What are you doing?
Mitt.
I know, I have a problem about
that. I mean, the guy shows up to the office for a week. Scumbag. Week and tries to blow everything up.
It wasn't that guy, by the way, that you guys are blaming right now. Now, I guess he did come after you last week. I did not know that, but that was not the person that was teaching me about this entire thing. And I didn't know that there was this entire subcommittee inside of the gambling world that judges how everybody else is doing their thing, too. And if you are pickjacking.
It's a dirty world out there, man.
It seems like it. And you guys seem to be winning.
I fucking bury my head in fucking sports all day.
No respect, you're saying.
I mean, you can check all my records. It's on fucking everywhere.
So you're saying that that person took a shot at your work and everything, your integrity. Is that what you guys are saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see why you're mad. All right. Well, I didn't know that was going to happen, but I'm happy to hear.
Well, I got to look at something here. Let me see here.
Yeah, you should reach out to him. I mean,
what's today's date?
I can't believe these shots being fired back here.
I mean, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know there was this type of shit going on. By the way, I haven't sat here in a while for the show. I missed the show. It's a good show.
We also sit here and give reasoning for every one of our picks.
It's a good show.
Tell you what, you find someone else on the internet that's 84-54-7 on this MLB season.
Who's that?
Who I would be taking picks from.
What's up, Brown?
And then you come back and you tell me that person's name.
Woo! What's up, Brown? Huh?
Is that your record?
84-54-7.
Hell yeah.
Hey, if you're going to come with accusations, Dig says, fucking come with a little common sense as well, pal.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody playing a game like the COVID Cowboy right now.
How about this? 2,511, 20-68, and 241 for plus 91.5 units all time.
You said a lot of numbers there early. I think I lost you.
You said you have 2,511?
And
no.
And
2,511.
There you go. 2,511, 2,068, and 241 all time.
Is that got?
It's fucking on the internet. There you go.
Was that like 5,000?
How about
bets?
That?
Hey, listen, you guys deserve. That is a lot of bets.
Sometimes I stink. I know I do.
That is a lot of bets. I'm looking at the most all time. Is that number one?
Stealing bets from everybody. Everybody that's saying any bets. Don't be insane.
That is so many bets.
All right, so what we're saying to the people
that's
on
the internet. That's the last 3 years of my life.
And
right there.
We're saying to people on the internet and in this office potentially that I did not know were taking shots at you guys to go fuck themselves. Happy to hear that. Hammer down, boys. All right, I'm out of here.
By the way, you know what I was looking at? So the last 30 days, I'm 69-50-7. That's only 55%. Like, that's... It's so hard. This gambling thing is hard, man.
That's why every time you guys come in, 3-0, 4-0, 6-0, 10-0, people are like, no way.
Maybe I'll lose tonight on purpose.
No. Do not lose. This is not your fault.
This is unbelievable.
This is what happens. People say... Bryson DeChambeau's eating steroids. He's too good.
In our own house.
Too good.
In our own house.
What? They did not say it today, but I've learned that they have said it.
Look at Gumpy. He's pissed, dude. Look at Gumpy. He's pissed.
My fucking life worked. My life's work. Come on.
Unbelievable. Fucking goddamn disrespect.
In our own home.
In our own home.
Even I'm fucking positive on this app. It's bullshit.
I mean, I don't... Follow us a Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Unbelievable. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We got to deal with some business. Hammer!